This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Jack the Radio's refined country rock is rugged and rooted in plenty of rowdy southern foot stomping. This is a Raleigh-based band. Its new album, Badlands, it keeps that southern style, but now adds a new electronic texture or two to the mix. The result is what the group calls indie roots rock. Jack the Radio plays an album release show tonight at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh, and then the Mystery Brewing Company's Public House in Hillsborough on Saturday. Jack the Radio joins me live in the studio now. George Hodge on vocals and acoustic guitar, A.C. Hill on vocals and acoustic guitar, Danny Johnson on vocals and dobro, and Chris Sales, hand percussion, and he will sing a lick or two as well. Jack the Radio, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Tell us about the concept, George. Tell us about the concept of this new album, Badlands.
Yeah, this is it's definitely a culmination of the 5 years we've been a band and the last 3 years of work going into this record. I think Badlands kind of came naturally through the sound that we were creating, had kind of this sci-fi western, almost cinematic feel to it.
I think you would describe it as sci-fi spaghetti western.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. What does that mean? I mean, we should hear it, but what in your mind, what does that mean?
Oh, to me, I mean, early on with the music that we were creating, I'm very much a comic book guy, mm-hmm. and the visual is my thing. And getting visuals of, a cowboy in space almost.
Yeah.
And the journey starts on side one in that weirder outer space with the synthesizers that you mentioned. And then it's almost a return home on side two to our more familiar roots rock sound.
You should do a song called Space Cowboy. I don't know why, but I feel like it'd be a hit.
I'd love that idea.
We'll credit you.
The album has an A side and a B side now. That's kind of cool. How are they different, or are they?
Oh, they are different, definitely. And the vinyl was the perfect format. We felt that there was almost two batches of sounds. And that was the big push to go in the vinyl direction and get that side A, side B. Act one is that more sci-fi synthesizer based in some places, a little heavier for us. Act two is that return home, that slide guitar, dobro sound.
Very cool. Very cool. Would you do a song for us now?
Absolutely.
Definitely. Sure.
All right. It's called My Way.
Give them something to see now. In a world that makes me cry, swing that makes me bleed out. Everybody gonna crack their smiles all the while singing hell yeah. Running back like a buck gone wild. Just give them something to yell at. I'm on my way, going way back home. I'm on my way, I'm on my way, yeah. I'm on my way, going way back home. Open your eyes, give them something to see now. Found a world that makes you try, swing that makes you bleed out. Everybody done crack their smiles, no regrets living all out. Running back like a child gone wild, give them something to yell now. Gonna yell now. I'm on my way. I'm on my way, yeah. I'm on my way, going way back home. Hey. I'm on my way. I'm on my way, yeah. I'm on my way. Going way back home. my way, yeah. I'm on my way, gonna way back home. Well, I'm on my way, I'm on my way, yeah. I'm on my way.
My way, Jack the Radio. They're going to be at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh tonight at 9 and Saturday at Mystery Brewing Company's Public House in Hillsboro. You can find that out at our website, stateofthings.org. Now, just to do the comparison now, that was their version of My Way. And here's Frank Sinatra when he did. It's My Way. It's not My Way. It's My Way. That's what you did. That's a great song. Hey, Danny, tell us about this Mystery Brewery partnership and what that's all about. What is that project?
Yeah, we're... I don't know if it needs saying, we're all fans of beer. Over the course of playing music for years and years, we've been lucky to make friends with lots of local brewers. It's just, you know, it's a natural thing. You spend enough time. And we have a great relationship with Mystery Brewing down in Hillsboro, North Carolina. Eric Myers started that up a few years back. It's an outstanding brewery. It's kind of become our little home away from home. They have a public house down there that we go and play every once in a while to workshop some songs. And when we were putting out this album, the idea of, well, why not use it as an excuse to make a beer came up pretty quick and easy.
They're going to name a beer, Badlands beer?
Yeah, it's actually Badlands. It's a black rye IPA. We're trying to get the season right.
And he actually posted a picture right before we came in here.
Yeah,
so we saw the final physical can. It's gorgeous.
Will your face be on the can?
No, but our boombox logo is on the can, and it's over top of the album cover art and everything. It's pretty
sounds
cool.
Great. Do another song for us?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Been told to go on, leave a little bit away.
Jack the Radio, their newest record is Badlands, a release party at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh tonight at 9 and Mystery Brewing Company's Public House in Hillsboro tomorrow, Saturday. You can find that information at our website, stateofthings.org. A record that, by the way, comes out in vinyl and digital, however, no CD. You're just eliminating that whole that whole thing, right?
Yeah, at this point, yeah, no CDs.
Tell us a story. I want to, well, why?
Well, I mean, the fact, one, that CD sales have been declining over the past several years and vinyl sales have been up is just basic business.
But they're not back up to where CDs
are. Not quite. No, no, no. But it's also, I think it's selfishly, it's just having a vinyl. It's a beautiful product. As I said earlier, I'm a visual guy, and being able to hold something, it's almost a piece of art.
It's a cool record. It's cool.
Oh, thank you.
It's blue.
It's blue.
It's kind of tie-dye blue.
Yeah. It's a blue splatter. We also did a bone white to go along with the bone for the bull skull.
Hey, tell us a story. Apparently, you opened for George Thorogood, did you? And Chris, could you tell us that story? Because it didn't go that well.
Yeah. So this is a very interesting story. So I'm glad you asked that question. So let me paint a picture for you. We're at the Raleigh Memorial Theater. And it's empty. And just me personally, that's one of my favorite places to be, is in a beautiful venue like that. It's completely empty. All the lights are dim.
Before the show empty.
Before the show empty. Yeah, no. People showed up.
It was a great show.
Yeah. It was a great show. You should make sure that's, yeah.
George is doing great.
Yeah, so, but anyway, so we're sitting there, we're sound checking, and, you know, you could just, it's an amazing experience just, you know, being in a nice venue like that and all the vibrations from everything and everything that we're playing. And we're all kind of going around doing our thing, and I look over to my left. I'm sort of stage left, and I look over to my left, and I see this figure, black hood, black jeans, little Starbucks cup, kind of come hobbling out. I wish I could stand up and act this out. It's very, very, you know, hobbling. And he comes around to the front of the stage in front of us, and he pulls his hood back, and it's like this theatrical, like, boom, George Thorogood.
It's the big reveal.
Yeah, and so he says to us, "Hey, you guys any good?" And Danny dropped the ball on this one. He said,
yeah. I said we're pretty good.
Yeah, you played the humble card.
So he scolded us for that. But the best part was he said, "I've only got one rule for you boys, and that is you guys can play better than me, but you're not allowed to look better than me." And as soon as he says that, hood back up, takes his little Starbucks cup, and walks off stage. That was it.
Pretty sure I saw fog and smoke.
Yeah, pyro was going off. It was crazy.
What do you think? I mean, so you went into makeup and you just made yourself look ugly? Because that's a tough comp.
Yeah. We took AC in the back and, you know, kind of.
Don't you think what you should have said is, "Well, we're a heck of a lot better than you, I'll tell you that." Come on. What is the right answer for that?
It's apparently the pendulum. There's a wide variety, and I was on the far side of that pendulum.
What do you say to a guy with a 40-year career? I think he was recently inducted to the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Compared to you.
I don't know that there's a right answer. Yeah. I don't know that there's a right answer. Listen, we're going to wrap it up here. I'm going to say goodbye to you and thank you, and then tell everybody where they can listen to you. And then give you some time to play us out. So first, let me tell you that we are listening to the country rock band Jack the Radio, and that is a group that's going to play an album release show tonight at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. That's at 9 o'clock. Then again, tomorrow, Mystery Brewing Company's Public House in Hillsboro at 8:30, and you can check our website if you missed all that. We're at stateofthings.org, and we keep all that information for you there. Jack the Radio is George Hodge on vocals and acoustic, A.C. Hill on vocals and acoustic guitar, Danny Johnson sings and plays the dobro, Chris Sales sings as well and was playing hand percussion today, and just mimed a fantastic story in an empty venue.
Thank you very much.
Find out more about our show at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley is our technical director, with Al Wadarski helping out today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Jack the Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Talking like I'm
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. City's slipping, yeah. But I'm a starstruck sailor going out of my head. Sunken ship, severed seas. Was big city slipping, tripping over my bed. Somebody's yelling at me. I'm all right. I'm all right.